I can remember what it was like being an innocent little girl, not having these thoughts. But it was like every day I could feel myself changing, and I just started to want and need, and I didn't know how to control myself. I mean, I started toying with myself, jerking off like 10, 15 times a day. I was like an animal. I couldn't help it. And then one day I just knew I had to fuck or I was gonna die. And that's when I went into my little brother's room. And I said, "Little brother, it's time." And he was so scared. He kept saying, "No, no, no, you're my sister, this is gross." He was so surprised when I showed him my dick. That's right, my little brother. That little faggot. I held him down, and he cried, and he cried, and he cried, but I just said, "Little brother, I have to have your ass. I have to rape you, don't you understand?" So I held him down while he was sobbing into the pillow, and oh, I fucked that tight little ass of his. Oh, God, it was good. And him starting off crying, but by the end of it, I could tell he was enjoying it. I could tell that my little brother liked being raped. That my little brother was a little faggot who loved it. Oh, and I fucked him so hard. I just couldn't control myself. And he kept crying and crying and saying he was going to tell Daddy and I was going to be in big, big trouble, but I couldn't help it. I just had this animal hunger inside me. I just had to. So I fucked him, and I fucked him, and I fucked him, and then I filled. I filled his mouth with my cum. Can you believe that? I made my little brother lick my dick after it had been in his ass. Aww. And then I made him swallow every last drop of my cum. Mm-hmm. And then I made him lick my cock. I had him twice more that night. Poor little guy was so bruised and so much pain. And by the end of it, he had stopped crying and was just begging me softly to stop. And oh, but I couldn't. Oh, no, I couldn't. And the next night, when Daddy came into my room, telling me that I couldn't do that kind of thing to my little brother, and what kind of monster was I? All I did was stand up and look my daddy in the eye and say, "Daddy, I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong, Daddy. But I can't seem to stop myself. I get so horny and so needy." And that's when I started to rub my little breast through my shirt, and my nipples got all hard, and I could see Daddy looking at me, and I could see him watching my hand as it stroked my cock through my shorts, and then I looked up at him and said, "Daddy, I can't help it. I'm a bad, bad girl. I'm always so wet, so hard. Oh, I feel so empty, Daddy. Isn't there something that you can do to help me? You know, maybe if I wasn't so horny all the time, I'd leave my little brother alone. And then I just looked at him and kept touching myself. And I could see the look on his face. He wanted to step away. He wanted to leave the room, but he couldn't. He couldn't. And so I took his hand and I slid it inside my shorts, underneath my hard cock, and I had him slide a finger along my dripping wet pussy. "See, Daddy," I said to him. "See how wet I am?" And then I started to grind against his fingers, grind against his hand. He just stood there, slack-jawed. He didn't know what to do. So I just kept fucking myself on his fingers. "See, Daddy? See how needy I am? See how much I need? How horny I am? How wet I am, Daddy?" Then I let the back of my hand brush against the front of his jeans, and from the way he jumped, I could tell I had him. And eventually he just groaned and he threw me down on the bed and he unzipped his jeans and he was inside me. Oh! It was so good. There's nothing quite like being fucked by your daddy. And after that, Daddy and I fucked almost every day. And I even raped that little faggot of a brother of mine again and again, too. But one day, I woke up and it just wasn't enough. I needed something else. And that's why I'm here. Down in the barn, talking to my very favorite stallion. "I need your cock. I need that great big horse dick inside me. Nothing seems to be enough, and I just have to have it. I can't resist. Give me that cock. Look how big it is. Oh god, I can't imagine how I'm gonna fit this inside me. Oh, you're gonna break me in two and fill me up with gallons of horse cum. Give it to me. Oh, I'm gonna, just like that, I'm gonna, yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck yes. Oh.